A good Erev Shabbos. And a good Chodesh Adar. And this week's Parsha is also Parsha Shkolim. It's a tremendously packed week. Somebody sent me a message today. I feel like either people only started noticing things recently, or these things have not happened so often. But somebody sent me a message today. It's the first time in 30 years that we have the type of Aliyah that we have this Shabbos. Make sense? Shabbos, HaChodesh, Shabbos, it's a Shchodesh, it's Parsha Shkolim, and it's also Parsha Truma. I don't know. Okay, go look into it. Apparently it's a very rare thing. I obviously too young to have been around the last time this happened, but I'm switching. I used to always go the other way. I used to always go, you know, I was born in like 1853, but then everybody started to believe me. At the point when you all started to believe me, I'm switching back the other way. So now I'm very, very young. Bez Hashem, it should be a beautiful month of Chodesh Adar. And as you can see, all the people who are watching out there, all the three people who watch the Shmooze out and there in Shmooze land, that we all had a nice drink before the Shmooze. And it'll be something good and special. Amen. It was all alone. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Truma. It's also, as I said, Parsha Shkolim. I want to share just a quick point. It's something that I find my father, Zecharo Livracha, really, really would have appreciated this Devar Torah. When my father gave tzedakah, he often gave it along with a yiratzin. A yiratzin that he invented on his own, which I might have mentioned before. He said, Yiratzan, we should always be from the givers and never from the takers. You give tzedakah out, you don't know where the other guy is holding in his life. You're trying to help someone out. You don't know how many needs this person really has. This week, I got a phone call from one of our Chashuva alumni, and he was calling to tell me that he was not available to learn that night. Why not? Because, and whether this was a good excuse or a bad excuse, but why not? Because there was a certain person who was getting married, and unfortunately, they did not have family members to come to that chasana. So guys, alumni from our yeshiva, went to that chasana in order to make it a geshmaka vibrant event. Now, I assure you, you should be thinking about that. Yiratzen, we should be from the givers, never from the takers in that one. Imagine Chas V'Shalom, a person being by a chasana like that. I remember I have a friend. He was from way out of town. He comes from, on both sides of his family, pretty much Gerim on both sides. So he has no cousins. And not only that, as if to like even make it even worse, he's from way out of town. His wife that he was getting married to is way out of town. But they decided to make the wedding neither of their locations. They made it in Lakewood. Because that was central to wherever they were. It wasn't at all. But they decided that was central. So there was no family there. We, his friends, or his family there by that wedding. And we made sure to make it as geshmak as we could. And I think, excluding my own wedding, that was probably the only wedding I was by from the very beginning till the very end. But to be able to give that over to somebody else, yiratzan, we should be from the givers and never from the takers. That's what my father would say. And it's a very important thing. We have a wonderful chesed club, a chesed group to be able to do things. And you should always have that in mind, that I don't ever want to be on the other side of this. But there is a secret of this week's parasha that sort of contradicts it, but only slightly. The pasuk started this week's parasha, the pasuk in the beginning of this week's parasha, Perchav Hey, pasuk Beis. The pasuk says, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people. Hashem commanded the Jewish people to donate all the things that were necessary for the Mishkan, gold and silver, all the things, all the threads and materials that would be necessary, and the jewelry that was necessary for the Mishkan, Hashem told the Jewish people to donate it. But, I know we have somebody here who's fluent in Hebrew. Ariel, how do you say to give in Hebrew? Latet. Yeah, latet. For the rest of us, it's losseis. Yeah, nesina. To give, it means to give, right? So if the pasuk is saying that Hashem demands that we give Him all of these things in Lashon Kodesh, it would say, V'yitnu li, and they should give to me all the donations, the teruma, which is the name of this parasha, they should give me teruma. V'yitnu li. But it doesn't say that. Instead, very famously, the pasuk says in this parasha, V'yikchu li, they should take it for me. That's not what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to give me a donation. If I would go up to a person, Chas V'Shalom, and I'm collecting for something, let's say I'm collecting on behalf of Or Shlomo because we could really use the money. But let's say I was doing that, and I was going, and I knocked on someone's door. I say to the person, you know, we have this senior trip. It costs $77,000. You know, we have this. We have our 11th graders are going on a trip. It's $150,000, and in 12 minutes they raised $149,000 of it. Okay, fine. But let's say I'm knocking on someone's door. And I ask them for a donation. Do I say, take for me a donation? No, I say, gimme. No, that's not what I say. Gimme. Somebody came over to me yesterday. They said, gimme money. Give me money. That's what the guy said to me. But in a nicer way, of course. But you don't say, take for me. So there are pshatim and explanations. But there's such a magnificent idea that I saw from the great Tzaddik, the Mashgiach of Ter Vadas, Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, or Moshe Wolfson. He said, and it's really based on an Alshech, what he says is that when you give it to Hashem, of course you're giving, but you should feel like you're getting. When you give, it should be such a geshmak, a joy, that you get to give, that you also feel like you're getting from giving. It's an amazing idea. And that's why it says, V'yikhu li truma, I should take for me truma when I'm giving it to you. When you give tzedakah to somebody, do you give it like, oh my, yeah, I'll find it for you. Okay, fine. Here it is. Take the money. Do you do that? Oh, look. Do you do that? Or do you get such a kick out of it? I'm getting so much out of this that when the guy finally leaves your house, if somebody's collecting money, or the guy finally leaves the shul, you tell him, thank you. Thank you for coming to my house. You've made my day. And we have a whole month that we've been speaking. I think this is the longest of any of the topics we worked on was Akaras HaTayv, a real good gishmaka month of Shavat to talk about Akaras HaTayv. And every Rebbe was really talking about different parts of it. To be able to say thank you. What does a thank you really mean? How to show your appreciation. How to recognize the good. But when somebody gives you the opportunity, you've given me the opportunity to give you. So I just, Zecharno Levracha, I want to correct something. Almost. But I'm sure my father felt the same way. That Yiratzon, we should always be from the givers and never from the takers, has a little bit of a parenthetical statement to it. It has a parenthesis that says, but deep down, I'm taking too. Because when I give you, I'm getting so much out of that. Isn't it a beautiful idea? It's a beautiful idea. And that's what we learn from this week's parasha. In fact, is a pasuk that we say many, many times, Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. What does that mean? Nosati lochem, I realize once again, what does that mean? Nosati, I have given. That with a samach. Nosati, with a saf. Nosati lochem, I have given to you. But it says that Hashem gave us the Torah. Do you know what it was? Hashem gave us the Torah. Lekach toiv. Hashem gave us a taking? Which one is it? Did Hashem give to us? Or did Hashem take something from us? Lekach, a taking. Nosati lochem, I have given you. Which one is it? So he explains that Hashem has given us something. Hashem has given us such a thing. But he gets such a geschmack from it. The thing that he has given us, Hashem gets so much out of it. And we get so much out of it. It's a giving that there's taking involved. I get to take back from someone, from something else, to be able to appreciate what you've given me. This week's parsha is also Parsha Shkalim. Parsha Shkalim, which also talks about donations. To be able to donate to the Mishkan, to Beis HaMikdash every single year, we would donate a machzis ha-shekel. I say this, the first idea I said, is really Zichron Nishmas, my father, Zichron Levracha, Shlomo Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov. But I want to say this one is Zichron Nishmas, my grandfather. Because my grandfather used to say something about Parsha Shkalim. Every single year he said this idea. The Gemara, the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty with specifically three mitzvahs. He had difficulty. He had difficulty in comprehending these mitzvahs in some way. The Menorah is one of them. Kiddush HaChodesh is another. And the Machzeh HaShekel. He had difficulty understanding it. Until Hashem said to him, I'm going to show you exactly what the Machzeh HaShekel is to be able to figure out this mitzvah. My grandfather would say, you know, a little bit of a pshetala. He would say, what is it that Moshe Rabbeinu found so difficult? In the Machzeh HaShekel, the Jewish people, you can go to Rabbi Milstein's bag of wonderful, amazing, incredible coins, and you can go see what the coins look like. I'm sure Moshe Rabbeinu could have gone to some sort of currency dealer, and he would have figured out, what does it look like? You can go to the Living Torah Museum for $30,000. He'll let you take his Machzeh HaShekel. And he says also, if you get his Machzeh HaShekel, you'll become a billionaire. Okay, fine. And you ask him, you have Machzeh HaShekel? Are you a billionaire? And he says, yes, he is a billionaire. Okay, so you go with it, you know, that's fine. But Machzeh HaShekel, why did Moshe Rabbeinu, why was he so confused about having that Machzeh HaShekel? Why was he so confused? So, says my grandfather, he says like this. He says, Machzeh HaShekel is a half. It's a half. It's only a half of a shekel. Half of a shekel. Each individual yid is that half of a shekel. Every yid feels, I can't, there's so many things that I have to take care of. My Avodas Hashem is so packed. When you learn the 650 mitzvahs through Rabbi Milstein, or you go through the Rosh Yeprakim of all the Musar Sfarim, you go through clarity. There's such a tremendous Avodah that Edelman lays out. And I'm not just talking about all the guidelines and the incentive trip, but there's such a tremendous amount of things that every yid has to do. How am I going to be able to do this? It's too much for me. Like the terrible refrain, the comment, the motto of early America, Shvertz is an yid, it's so hard. There's so many obligations. And there are a tremendous amount of answers. Of course, Shtoltz is an yid, it's a geschmack to be it. And it's so empty out there, the whole world is so empty when they don't get to do the mitzvahs that we get to do. We jump in the streets in joy, and they jump off buildings in anger and sadness. Just this week, another person jumped off another building. Yeah? Just because I take this from Victor Miller, two famous Hollywood people this week killed themselves. Yeah, they killed themselves, but they won 3 Oscars. How could they kill themselves? Okay, no, it's because Shtoltz is on a Yid and Shvertz is on a Goy. Okay, no, it's very hard to be a Goy. But how is it that a person is able to do it? There's so much for him to do on his own. My grandfather would say, that's why you have to look at yourself like a half a shekel. It is very, very hard to do it on your own. But if you look at yourself as only a half, if you look at yourself as Ish Esrei Ehu Yazor, that we're all going to help each other, and we do this together, then you can accomplish something magnificent. We had our 11th graders. I made a joke about it 2 years ago, about the incentive program. 2 years ago, I made a joke. Because I feel like they could have pushed. And then I saw 2 years ago they pushed themselves. And then when the years after that happened, it was too much for them. The classes, in Edelman's class, the past 2 years, as wonderful, as incredible as they are, and wonderful time, we have tons of nachas from them, they weren't up to it. And as I sat together with Rabbi Edelman 2 months ago, maybe more than 2 months ago, and we went through this list. Should this be on it? Should this be on it? Should this be on it? This is good for them. And we made it. It's a thorough expectation. A lot of to this morning, I was sitting with Ellie, and Ellie was going through it, and he was checking. I was marveling, checking. He did this. He did that. He did this. It hasn't happened in a couple of years for a reason. Finally, we'll be able to have such a nachas. But it would each one of you on your own, I have to tell you the truth, each one of your own, we would not have been able to accomplish it. But if you view yourself as a Machzeh HaShekel, yeah, 100%, you should. If you view yourself as a Machzeh HaShekel, you view yourself as a half of a whole, it's not so hard anymore. I'm taking care of the other guy. And this really gets back to the first Devar HaTorah. The first Devar HaTorah when you realize what a geschmack you get out of helping somebody else accomplish, that you're just a half of the whole, the two of you do this together, magnificent things happen. You can have a grand canyon of accomplishments that a person can bring forth. Bezer Shem, a person should use this parasha. It's a chodesh. A Rosh Chodesh is a brand new time. I know people, every month, Rosh Chodesh, they sit down, take a few minutes to themselves, and say to themselves, what am I going to work on in this month? Write a list. What am I going to work on? And this month, figure it out. We have Parsha Shkalim, where a half of a whole, like my grandfather, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to say, the Yikhuli Truma, a person is taking when he gives, and Bez Hashem, when you take that challenge on Shabbos, and you have all the beautiful Shabbos, you should have deliciousness, and Zmiris, and Simcha, and all good things, Bez Hashem. Beautiful Shabbos.